Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Joe Hosler. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a pop-up towards short. Hosler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Cochran moves to third. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Cochran. Sewell goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Hudlin reaches second base with a double. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Joe Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller tags and scores. One out. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell fires to first and picks off Hale. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hosler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive towards third. Fonseca reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hudlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hosler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Wahlberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Miller. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hosler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to third. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hosler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jameson scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop bunts towards third. Fonseca fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-2 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fonseca fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. Summa hits a pop-up towards short. Hosler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hauser for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hudlin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fonseca fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hosler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fonseca fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Hudlin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wahlberg for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-3 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Gherkin now playing center field. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. Bishop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lind settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-3 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind misplays the ball. That's an error on Lind. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Cobb moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 3 in the game. Summa hits a pop-up towards short. Hostler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 3 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hostler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 3 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.